This is 4:55 on Monday, August 22nd. Okay, good morning. Computer Science 4:55 and EE 4:55. Computer Communication Networks. So, I know many of you from previous classes, but I don't know some of you, so I'm Carl Hauser. I teach networking, programming languages, sometimes distributed systems, concurrent programming, sometimes in the spring, memory dump. Came to WSU in 1971, did a undergraduate degree here, went off to the East Coast to do graduate work, and then went to Silicon Valley and worked for IBM and Xerox Palo Alto Research Center on networking and distributed systems and programming languages. You detect a theme here. I was there until 2001 and then came back to WSU, where I've been ever since, and I'm having fun. I like this class a lot. So, welcome. And it's going to be an interesting semester. We have, I'm sure you've all noticed that the classes are bigger and the TA support is smaller than probably ever before in your careers and certainly in my career. So we'll figure out how to make it work over the course of the semester. It's going to be a little different than maybe it has been in past years. So that's the brief introduction. Why don't you turn to the people next to you and introduce yourself if you don't know people. This may turn out to be important because one technique for one technique for coping with larger classes and less TA support is a lot more peer interactions, right? So we'll work on that. So let me go through some of the mechanics of the course, and those of you who have had me before will be familiar with the way this web page stuff works, but like I said, not everybody has. So we'll go through this and a few other things today, orientation to the class, and see where we are at that point. So this is the homepage for the class, www.eecs.wsu.edu/Hauser. It's Hauser, CS455. That'll get you there. My original design for this website had me changing this message throughout the class, but I haven't actually ever done it much, so if you're going to bookmark something, why don't you bookmark the calendar, which definitely does change throughout the class. On the calendar you will find what's going on in class, as well as information about your assignments, when they're assigned, when they're due, the book chapters that are relevant for what we're talking about. And then if you will help me remember, I try to record every class on my little recorder here, and those will show up in the audio column here. And this clicks column has to do with something we're going to try out later today. So I'll talk about that later. Yeah?
Quick question. Are we going to be using Windows or Linux for this
class? Yes.
Just wondering which one to boot to.
Oh, if you have a choice, probably Linux will be the easier one to deal with. But for the in-class work, it's not going to matter. It's just going to be web browser.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it okay if we take this class if we're currently enrolled in CS360?
I want to talk with you about that. That's that's one of the things that we're going to talk about. Okay. So we'll talk about the topics later, but this is the sort of map, and it while we're on it, let's talk about the exam dates. So we'll have an exam in the sixth week, which comes at a nice point where we finish chapter 3, and it's a nice breaking point. Last year I had to give that exam earlier, and it wasn't as quite as good a spot. So that point, and then essentially at the end of chapter 5 or chapter 6, we'll decide here, in early November will be the second exam, and then there'll be a final in the scheduled slot for the final exam for this class. Past years I've given 3 midterms in this class. I think that's probably excessive, so two midterms and a final will be the schedule. That's why we have the 2 TBD topics here, is because that extra exam took more time to prepare for and give, so we'll have a chance to maybe explore something that we didn't before. So the first assignment is already posted here. You can see the link for it. It's very simple. I would like to have a photograph of you. So you need to get a photograph and upload it to the turn-in page. So that gives you some practice with the turn-in page, which is right here. And notice that I do ask that you make sure that your name is part of the file name of the photograph. And otherwise, I'm chasing down. I have enough information to link them together usually, but it's much easier if you just put your name as part of the name of the file. And then in the comments section, please give me your name and email address, and if you're willing, your phone number. Not required, but sometimes it's helpful if I need to get in touch with you about something. So put that in here, get the file in that box, and submit it. And that's how this will work throughout the semester, except that for this one only, you're going to choose that as your name, just info. After we get all this information, then this box will be populated with all your names, and you'll submit under your own name every time. But this is preliminary. So any questions about that? Pretty straightforward. So, the syllabus for the class. As far as I know, we're not going to have a TA. It's the current situation. So what's it about? We're talking about computer networks primarily at the level of the way they're programmed for and used, rather than at the level of how do the photons bounce around in the fibers or the electrons bounce around in the wires. Okay, that's one way to look at it. So it's not a signals class. It's a networking class at a somewhat higher level than that, but we will cover the 7-layer ISO model of networks, which decomposes the idea of a network into 7 different levels of abstraction, and we sort of march through those. one after another, except that we tend to favor the internet's view of those layers, which only gives us 5 layers. So we'll talk about the 7 layers, but in the internet, things have been decomposed slightly differently, and we really end up with 5 layers. So the important thing is the layered model of networking. That's the overall abstraction in which the class takes place. And because we're using this book, should be on the shelves at the bookstore, Kuros and Ross, Computer Networking, a Top-Down Approach. Because we're using a top-down approach, we actually do it backwards from the way it's listed here. The top layers are on the bottom at this point. If they're out of this book for this class, you can also check under Computer Science 555, because I believe they're using the same book in that class. And the Amazon often has it cheaper, and there's probably a Kindle edition or something, or an online edition that's about that price as well. So the issue about online editions is that I like to give open book tests in this class. And I guess the conclusion I've come to is that, well, I just have to let people use their computers during the exams. There will be restrictions on the use of the computers during the exams, but that will be the way it works. So if you have a electronic version of the textbook, it will be okay. Can't just have to move into the modern age. That's how it goes. And since the choice is closed book exams or that, then we'll do that. The other book that we use in this book, in this class, is some variant of this. It's called TCP/IP Sockets in C. I don't know what edition they're up to now of this. Whatever's current, or even what isn't current, is fine, because we just use it for the sort of basic how to program with sockets stuff, and it hasn't changed very much in a long time. So any edition of this will be fine if you find it used or anything else. The other thing is that you can probably find everything you need that's in here on the internet in some fashion or other. If you're just really resistant to buying a book, but it's not that expensive a book, and it's pretty good introduction, so I'd say get it. You know, it's a good thing to. It's one of those books that I turn to when programming every once in a while as a reference, just because it collects good stuff all in one place. So I'd say get some version of this if you're at all able to. I will, from time to time, point you to things on the web or link them from the class page. I don't hand anything out anymore. We don't need paper. We all have laptops for this stuff. And if you want paper, you can print it yourself. Matt?
I'm just curious. Like, I know this isn't a security class at all, but do you think we'll be going over some sort of security?
Yes, we will talk a little bit about security toward the end of the class. And I will try to remember to say a few things about programming practices related to security that aren't security per se, as we talk about things. Ways to set up the way that you work so that you don't make the mistakes that cause security problems down the road. It's not the main emphasis, but when I know something relevant, I'll try to remember to mention it. On the calendar, course calendar, go back to that. On the course calendar, as we go through the semester, I will be posting, I will be turning these things into links to the notes for the individual days, the slides that we use. So that can help along with the audio. Really? But you really should be here, right? That's why you're paying the big tuition bucks, is to be here and get what you can out of interactions in class with me, with your fellow students, with material that we can really only interact with collectively if we're all here. So that's the idea, is to be here. I'll talk about the CRS, the CLICS thing, here in a second. Two midterms and a final, three programming projects. And then a small amount of quizzes, homeworks, class participation, attendance, and all that stuff. Everything will be turned that you turn in, except some of the chapter assignments, will be uploaded on the system, the way the info assignment is. And you're reminded, of course, that C grades are required for classes to count in your degree program. So that's fine. Late work. I'm giving everybody 5 days to spend on lateness without cost. Okay? So that should eliminate most need for special requests for band trips or job trips or things like that. If you get really sick and you know, are unable to function for a period of time or have a longer term emergency, by all means see me. Rather than dealing with the little ones, let's just go with that. Once those are spent, 10% a day for things not turned in, and no more than 5 days late on anything. Right? So you can't use 5 days of grace on an assignment and then turn it in 3 days later for 30% off. I've got to have it within 5 days or things get derailed. Cheating policy standard. In the case of some particular assignments, I may relax the do not work together on assignments. But discuss it with me, I guess, since there is no TA. Regrading, to do regrading, please put it in writing. Mistakes do get made on grading from time to time. And I'm very happy to correct them. But it's organizationally much more likely to get done if you put the request in writing. So put it in writing. Reasonable accommodations are available for students with documented disabilities. This is handled through the Access Center, the new name. It's still in the same place. It used to be the Disability Resource Center. Still in the same place. So you got to see them. They got a form of... I fill it out saying, or you fill it out, and I fill it out saying, yes, I understand, and then when the time comes for tests or assignments or whatever, you work out with them what the accommodation needs to be, and then I figure out how to make that work. And it's always worked before, so it should always work now. I don't foresee any problems. Things to read. I do point out that if things are excessively stressful, if you're really stressed out by tests, for example, there is help available at the counseling center over in Leidy. They have seminars and workshops on test-taking skills, study skills, and so forth that can help reduce the stress associated with those things. So if that applies to you, it's a resource that's available. Any questions about the syllabus, about grading, about assignments? No? Okay. All right. Have anything on here? Okay. I did find an errata link for this book, so I will change that to say so. If you come across things that you think are helpful in learning and studying this material, I would be happy to add them to this page. So email me if you think there's something else, something the rest of the class should be aware of. The internet is, of course, the underlying technology of the World Wide Web, and the World Wide Web sort of started out as being built by people who were also closely associated with the internet. So there's a lot of information about networking on the internet. We will probably visit some of the so-called RFC, Internet RFC documents. RFC stands for Request for Comments, but in fact, these are the documents that create the standards by which the network is built. And so they're the truth about what is supposed to happen in the network. So we will definitely be visiting some of those. There are upwards of 5,000, maybe 6,000 of them now, so it's not practical to know even what all of them are. But there are some key ones that we can visit, and you should know how to look at those documents and understand what's in them. They're generally quite readable. There's a bit of boilerplate, like any standards have, but these guys are all about, as they say, working code. So they're not very interested in words for their own sake unless they lead to real working networks. So we'll look at some of those. Yes?
Do you mind if we make a wiki for this class?
I don't mind at all. And you know, if it gets going, send me the link and I'll put it up on the list here. Okay, sure. I think that would be a great idea. I guess it's just me. And we saw the project turn-in page. Okay, who's this guy up here in the top left corner?
You.
No, it's not me. No.
You can see the mouse.
I'll move it out of the way. It's not me. Okay, so David Clark. Now, first question, how did you figure that out?
The file name,
exactly. You say copy link location, you look at the link and it says his name is David Clark. So who's David Clark? And why is he on the web page for this class? Well, David Clark was a research professor, or maybe still is, probably still is, at MIT from the late 70s onward, and he was instrumental in the design of the ARPANET and the internet that we know today. So David Clark, if you find something where David Clark is offering his opinion about something to do with the network, it might be good to pay attention because he's got a lot of experience and is credited with a lot of the things that today exist in the internet. So anyway, it's fun to have somebody's picture up there that is somehow related to a class. All right. So now, next question. How many people did not get email from me on Friday about this class?
I just joined.
Hmm?
I just joined yesterday.
You just joined yesterday, so you wouldn't have. But if you were enrolled on Friday, you got email from me asking you to bring laptops, right? Well, you didn't. But so we will be using laptops in this class throughout the semester, so you should bring them each time. I'll use them taking attendance, and then we'll be doing this interaction thing, which we'll see in action here in a moment. So if you have your laptops and can get to this page, we'll get started on it. So you just go here and you click on the click link, and it will ask you to log in with your name. Yeah, Matt?
I'm getting like a network access thing.
Network access thing. So are you able to get on the WSU wireless network?
Yeah, I'm on that right now.
But you're not able to access this?
Yeah, like I can surf the internet.
Really?
How do we get to the Clicks thing from your website?
You should get there from the Clicks link. Yeah. So tell me if are others of you successfully in?
Yeah, it's working.
It's working. Okay. Have you got the port number right, Matt?
8080.
No. 8001. I don't think you used the right link somehow.
On your website, it should be or I think I clicked the wrong thing, so I'm on false.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, enter your name and. You know, real names, not NIMs or anything, because we'll use this for attendance. But so then, after you do that, you see this, and so these questions are up sort of all the time. You're free to click on those at any time, and I get a little display that shows how many people have clicked on those. And I'll sometimes ask you to click on one of those if appropriate. And then, the other thing that happens is, not working. I had this problem in 355 as well. It just got slower. In 355, it got slower and slower until it didn't work anymore. This one's just not working at all. Okay. If you refresh the page, I guess it'll come up. So, if you like to be called something other than your name, I'm just gathering a little. I'm doing two things here, right? This is a networking application. It's a web server thing. So we're doing a little bit of using the network. I'm checking out to see whether this thing is really going to work in these classes. So I'm going to ask you some questions this morning that are sort of basic data that's helpful for me to have about you. So, by what name do you like to be called? Everybody done? Okay. Now, again, if you refresh the page, it may or may not work. Just, I think the server on which I have this running is just too slow to handle it. Okay, well, we'll figure out this later. Let me ask you then, just in class, a couple of questions. A couple of people mentioned that they're currently enrolled in Computer Science 360. I'd like to talk with you afterwards. How about Computer Science 224? Anybody not had Computer Science 224? That's the programming tools class. Dr. Bach and Unix make. No? No. Why not?
I'm not on Compy MS yet, so.
Ah, you're a Compy major. Okay. Okay. Good. All right. That's fine. It's okay. Not going to throw you out. Just need to know, okay, that there are some things that we may have to go over that you may not know. Okay. Computer Science 360, 224. One other question. Oh, yeah, that's fine. All right. Well, that's all we're going to do with that today because it's just working too slow to be useful. So if you didn't get email from me, on Friday, and you were enrolled in the class at that time, you know, check out your Zeusis page and make sure that your email is set to something that you actually are reading. And do bring your laptops. We'll do some programming little things from time to time, but if I can figure out why this is working so slow, we'll get that fixed and we'll do some questions there as well throughout the semester. I'm just trying to. Yes, that's the other thing I wanted to do. One more thing, and then we'll call it quits. I wanted to go down the list and see who's here and who's not. Is it Levi or Levi?
Levi.
Wait,
I nodded for the second one. I realized I was a little.
Aaron, where are you? There you are. Shane, yeah. Tim Erickson, Eric Fossum, no. Skyler, Ryan, Riley, Dustin Jones. Oliver Jones, Tanner Jump, okay. Ryan Kim, okay. Brett, Darren, Doug, it is Doug, right? Yeah. Jeffrey Lee. Hao Lu? Matt McDonald? Ryan Olson? Mike Pickett? Hi Sun? Kaipo Tomorrow? Brooke Woldergay? Try pronounce for me.
Brooke
Woldergay. Woldergay. Brooke. Okay. And Sikin. There you are. Okay. All right. So, I want to see people who are taking 360 or have not had 360, and hi, I'd like to see you, and Riley, I'd like to see you. And with that